Have you tried selling a used car online lately? I did, and I went to the usual suspects like Craigslist and eBay, along with the Let Go app and Facebook's new Marketplace tab on its mobile app. Guess which one produced the most results? Stay tuned and I'll fill you in. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you are listening to Talking Tech. So here's what I learned about selling a car online. It's really, really easy, way more so than it used to be in the days of classifieds. Just snap some quick smartphone photos of your car, grab the VIN number, write a sentence or two about the vehicle, and your free ad is up and running within seconds. Now, the car in question is an old 2004 Toyota Corolla, purchased originally for around $10,000 and belonging to my son, who no longer needs it. The car runs great, but it is kind of beat up. It could use a paint job. Aside from that, I have no qualms about passing it on to someone and knowing that it will continue chugging along for years. So here's what I learned about selling a car online. People are desperate to find a cheap vehicle and just naturally assume that whatever price you've listed is very negotiable. Okay, fine. I figured out a way around that one, as I will explain in a minute. The scary thing about selling a car online is that you're inviting all those strangers to your home, to your email, to your phone. It's kind of spooky. So I started with eBay, where I really wouldn't have to interact with people in person. I set the auction price for $2,500 and got my first inquiry within an hour. It was from someone in Colorado who wanted to know if I would bypass PayPal, eBay's preferred secure payment system, and would accept a certified cashier's check instead. Scam alert! eBay points out this is a popular way to send money, say goodbye to the car, and have the check stopped immediately afterwards, thus robbing you of your funds. So I moved on to Craigslist and posted an ad there. The beauty of eBay, as I say, is that all transactions are via email or private message. There have been reports of carjackings for Craigslist car transactions, although for a $2,500 car with a test drive that would be by the police station, I would hope that would be unlikely. The emails from Craigslist started pouring in instantly, some 18 altogether in one day. Some would say something like, "I've got the cash and I can stop by this evening if you are available," while the others would say, "I'll give you $2,000 or even $1,500. Okay, next up, the Let Go app, which is billed as a safer, mobile-first alternative to Craigslist, which in this day and age still does not have a mobile app. I picked up 10 requests here, most along the same line, can I see the car now, and is it negotiable? Concerning to me is that most of the names on Let Go seem fake. I heard from people who called themselves Shorty, Girl, and Hi Big. Not exactly reassuring. So last stop, Facebook, which on paper should have been the best and easiest way to sell, put out an ad to your circle of friends and their contacts. How can you go wrong? Well, that's not how it worked. I did hear from people all over Los Angeles, where I live, none of whom I knew or my friends knew. Facebook Marketplace is just one mammoth flea market going out to the largest digital audience in the world, indeed. I pulled in 60 inquiries in one day. Again, can I come over right now and see the car? Will you take $2,000 or better yet, $1,000 cash? What's your address? I need the car badly for my pizza delivery and I want to see it. A woman named Mary wrote and said, "What's the least you'd consider?" And I responded, $2,500. She then said her daughter had just started college but was on a low budget. It looks like the car needs to be painted. Is the price negotiable? Okay, I decided if that's how they wanted to play the game, I had a perfect response. I pulled my ad and I reposted it, this time at $3,000. And predictably, the requests came flying in to buy the car for $2,500. In the end, I got a legitimate sale on eBay, auctioning it for $2,600. And that sounds pretty great, right? But there is a PayPal fee of $75 and a flat fee to eBay of $50. Still, the guy who bought it was a fixer-upper car guy from Visalia who wanted to have it shipped to him at his cost, and presumably he's going to spruce it up and sell it for a profit. I did not meet him. How has your experience been selling used cars online? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. And please subscribe to the show on Apple and Stitcher.